I hear you're leaving us, Anita. Where are you off to?
Yeah, I got a job in a restaurant.
Ah, where?
It's over at the Sands, a big seafood restaurant with three other cooks.
Wow, that'll be high pressure.
Not as high pressure as here in the hospital.
What, you think hospitals are high pressure?
Yeah, don't you?
No, I think restaurants are really high pressure, because if someone doesn't come in, well, you've got a cover for them. Here, they bring in replacements.
Yeah, but the pay's much better in a restaurant than in a hospital.
Yeah, true. Are you the only female chef there?
Yep.
Well, will you have to do a lot of heavy lifting and stuff like that?
Shouldn't think so. It's a big kitchen with lots of cooks and kitchen hands, and hopefully they'll do the lifting.
Oh. Hey, did you see that article not so long ago in the Herald about working in restaurants?
Yeah, I did. It said that the day begins sort of slack, but then gets really frantic.
Yeah. I worked in a restaurant in London once, and round about 7 o'clock, people started rolling in. By 8 o'clock, people were shouting left, right and centre, racing around the kitchen. There was smoke and steam and cooking and, oh, the place was really mad. Then around about 11, it had calmed down.
Yeah, I know. But I'm looking forward to it, at least for a time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, did you get caught up in that fire scare this morning?
Fire scare? No. I came in later this morning. What happened?
Oh, something set off the alarm, and before we knew it, there were all these firemen in the kitchen. And once the firemen arrived, all the women started to arrive.
That'd be right.
Men in uniforms.
Yeah, well, I'm in uniform. It doesn't happen to me.
No. A cook's uniform just doesn't have the same effect.
No, I guess not. Hey, are you going to have a farewell drink?
Yeah, everyone's going to the pub after work on Friday. You want to come?
Oh, yeah, you bet. I'll pop in for a drink or two.
Awesome. Okay, I'll see you then.
Righto. See ya.